Hello, hello. It's me, Coda. Okay, so, this is going to be my monthly update, audio. I did one in August 6th or 7th, and then I did one in September, like September 6th. Now it's October 8th, which is kind of the same time period. And I do plan on doing these monthly, because they're just fun to make. I would recommend listening to this when you have some time to spare. When you're not like busy doing any important stuff. Just if you like feel like just relaxing and having some fun. Well, not really fun, if just feel relaxed or something. Don't listen to this if you don't have the time, because it's gonna be really boring. It might be a bit interesting, but I don't know. Just listen to this while you're doing something else. Maybe you can play a video game, maybe you can do some dishes or something, or clean your house, or do something useful while you're listening to this. I don't really mind if you do something else while listening. But this is going to be an update about me, the creator you're paying for on Patreon. Hold on. I have gotten myself a drink, because this might take some time. I don't know. I never know with these kind of things. It's just kind of me speaking my mind, not really thinking about any length or how I should approach it. First of all, I don't know if you can hear it, probably not, but I got another set of new microphones. This time I got the Lewitt's LTC. Hold on, let me just, I gotta check which it's really dark in my room, so I'm gonna use my phone real quick to light. Yeah, it's the Lewitt's LCT 640 TS, and that stands for twin system. So the LCT 640 twin system, and I got two of them. They were really expensive, but everything for that really good audio quality. So I got new microphones last month, but I do plan on giving them back to the site I ordered them from, because they're really good microphones, but they weren't meant for my voice. They were meant for instruments, and I have recorded some instruments on it, and I'm satisfied with the microphones. They're really, really good, but they're not microphones that are good for my type of voice, which is a raspy, but still really light kind of voice with a lot of high tones and a lot of, I don't know, a lot of bass tones as well. I don't really have a mid tone, and it's really weird, but I've had some trouble. Okay, so here's the thing. I have edited other VAs voices before on an equalizer, and then compare it to mine, and it seems like my voice just really hits differently. Like, I have high tones, I have low tones, I don't have mid tones. But that's maybe like because of the way I speak, kinda. Like, if I were to speak like this, then my mid tones would be really high. But unfortunately, that's just me forcing my voice, and that's not really how I talk. So I don't have that bassy, like, long tone of voice. I don't really have that. I'm sorry. But yeah. So I don't have that, and I have a lot of trouble really editing my voice. But these microphones are really, really awesome. They're so good. And they're not like the best of the best. But they were expensive though. But they are just comfortable to me and my voice. And I just like working with them. I also got a new interface, like audio interface. I used to work with the Focusrite Scarlett, third generation 8i18 or something. I don't really remember, but that just didn't work for me as well. That's a good interface, but it really just didn't do the trick for me. It just, I didn't like recording. Like the past month of September, I've just not enjoyed the recording, honestly. That's really weird to say, because I've loved making new stories and ideas, but like recording itself is always such a drag. And like my personal audios, my commissions, have been kind of like going slower, because I was really like seeking the time to record. But like then when I did have the time, I didn't really look forward to it. And that was kind of unfortunate, because I really love what I'm doing. But that's better now. I have like a very flexible interface now, which is called the MixBreeze 6, I think, the second version. And MixBree is very, it's just, my voice is recorded in a very high quality. It's recorded in 192,000 hertz, which is a lot more than I used to record in. I used to record in 44 hertz, and I record in 32-bit float, which means that my bit rate is like, look, if I whisper like this, it's gonna sound exactly the same as if I talk a bit louder. Like the volume is not gonna change, and I don't have to do anything. And that's kind of what 32-bit float kind of does. If I were to yell in the microphone, I could still edit it without it clipping. So it wouldn't be destroyed. It wouldn't destroy my microphones if I were to yell. Of course, I'm not gonna do it, but that would still like be very editable. And I have a very, very high dynamic range. And that means that I can just do whatever I want while recording. I can like whisper, I can yell, I can talk loud normally, I can make whatever sounds I want, and I'll always be able to work with what I recorded, which is like a very huge help. And I'm recording through the device itself right now, like my recorder, through SD card, and not through my computer. And I think that's gonna help with a bit of the noise. I've always had some fan noises, like of the fans of my PC, but I don't really think there's any noise at the moment. It's never gonna be completely quiet, but there's not gonna be like distracting noises and like ventilators or background noise. It's just like maybe a very, very light tone. But even then, I think it is really okay. What you might have heard before, when I was still recording with my Blue Yeti, that was like when I talk, like when I don't talk like this, then nothing happens. But when I talk, you kind of hear that hiss. Like when I talk, it would like shh when I talked. And now that's completely gone for good, I think. And now I just got two completely fresh microphones, condensers that really work on my voice. It makes me feel really, really good to have a new kind of setup that I can work with in the future. It's really simple as well. It's just two microphones and one recording device. And the benefit, I've always believed in recording with two microphones for ASMR and role plays as well. Because like, in normal VA like talk, you can just talk like this. Like with two microphones, you can go really close to one microphone, and then you can go really close to the other, and then it appears that if I'm like talking right into your ear, which I think is really cool, and I don't know, it's kind of my style. When I start my audios, I'm like a bit shy and a bit like distant, and then like I progress through the audios and then I get like really close. And you can kind of feel that balance changing, I think. I don't know. I really like to talk like that into microphones. Because it's cool for me as well. I'm like always listening while I'm recording. And it's kind of cool if I can hear my own voice going like this. And like this. And I kind of like it. Look, there's a lot of settings I have to figure out. But the quality in which I'm recording right now, it's like I'm recording in 190 like hertz or 1000 hertz, and that's like triple the quality I was recording in like a few days ago even. And I don't know, I feel happy because I can develop myself and my technology and the way I work and everything that has to do with my voice. I can kind of just, you know, expand on it. It just makes me really happy that I can feel myself growing, you know? I mean, that makes me really excited for the future as well. But, like, that's all because of you guys, because of your support on Patreon, that I'm able to buy these things and work on myself and on my voice, on the technology that I use to record myself. Damn. I'm still really young, though. I have a lot to learn. I'm by no means, like, a professional VA. I don't consider myself one, I think. I can just feel myself growing a bit, and I really appreciate that. So yeah. That was it in terms of new technology this month. Oh yeah, I have two other things to say, I think. Yeah, first of all, happy Spooktober. It's October and spooky month. You've already heard like the audio with the lizard Amphi kind of character, with the stroking of the tail and fooling around in public pool. Oh my god, and the tongue deep throating. I really liked making that audio. So that was like the first real Spooktober creature kind of audio. But I do have some other stuff planned for you guys. I have a lot of stuff planned for this month, and I'm really excited to show or let you listen to it. I'm still working, and I'm really working my ass off. Like, personal life and school and everything and work and kind of finding a balance has been hard, because like I don't want to become like a professional voiceover artist or something, because like I still have a life. I still want to get that education and stuff, you know. I'm still pretty young. I don't really feel like I should be doing this for the rest of my life, but it is really going good, which is awesome, by the way. But I don't know, like, finding a balance between education, work, all the kind of, I'm sorry, it's really late. All the kind of new stuff that's been happening, it's kind of hard finding a balance. And yeah. But yeah, this month's packed full of new role plays and really creative stuff. And I like getting creative with stuff. I really like expressing myself in creature role plays or. And I like getting really creative with characters and stuff, and yeah, stuff like that. What else did I want to say? There was something, but I kind of forgot. Oh yeah, I am working on a big project that is gonna be an SFW as well, and it's gonna be a visual novel kind of thing again. I don't know if you remember my Omega Werewolf story. It's kind of similar, but not just yaoi. It's a similar kind of thing, but I'm working on some really cool stuff, and it's gonna be a collab with a bunch of VAs that you have likely heard before, I think. They're a bunch of friends of mine, and I am really excited to start working with them. So I can promise you a lot of stuff is coming your way in the next few months. Like, in 2021, like, I have a big schedule for 2021. And, like, it's gonna be well worth the wait. And the price, maybe. I hope you still feel comfortable paying the price that you pay for my tiers on Patreon. I personally think that it's like a reasonable price, because it's always been the same, even if I didn't really had any audios to begin with, but now I have like a whole library of audios. I kind of think it's worth it, worth paying like the $5 a month. Because of like my work I put in, but like I hope you guys still feel comfortable with the price. I find it hard finding a balance between like asking money and working, and I don't know, it just makes me so uncomfortable. But just know that the price that you pay enables me to keep doing what I love doing, and it keeps me going, you know? So you're just investing in me doing what I love, and that's kind of cool, right? I'm actually not using the money that I get from Patreon for anything else, like, really. I'm just saving it up, and I'm investing it in better quality of voice recordings and stuff, and bigger projects, and I'm just seeing where I can use the money. But the support, it means so much to me. Like, it keeps everything floating. Like, not even Patreon itself, even, like, my YouTube channel and stuff. Like, it enables me to keep doing what I love doing. And I really like that. I appreciate that so much. It's like a dream come true. It really is. I think I'm gonna go to bed now. But just know that I really appreciate every single one of you. And I'm still looking forward to the future. A lot. I hope you have a really good day. Or a very pleasant night.